I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello again.
She will be revealed tonight.
She will be revealed tonight.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And this is
Tough
Sicilian Bitches for Sex Unique Podcast.
Ever heard of it?
Ever heard of her?
Hope you have.
You better have.
Because she will be revealed.
She's revealing herself tonight. Mm-hmm. She is revealing herself tonight.
She has been revealed.
All 2020 has been a she will be revealed tonight. So
yeah,
far.
2020, that's the theme of 2020 is she will be revealed tonight.
Nancy Pelosi today serving the impeachment papers was such a like she will be revealed tonight moment. She also apparently quoted The Irishman.
Okay, come on.
Like,
can we
yeah.
All, can we all just like
slay
queen.
Mama.
Only... Fuck elderly her. People liked The Irishman. Let's yeah. just be real about that.
I'm also she tweeted yesterday. The American government should be run by Americans, not the Russians. Retweet if you agree.
Okay.
Someone wrote she's having a stroke.
Hospitalize her.
I was like, I love that like just hollow sentiment. Retweet if you agree. Yes, we all agree that the American government should not be run by fucking Russia.
I'm like, actually,
I don't
agree.
Know about that, man.
I'm not quite sure if I agree.
So retweet!
I shan't be retweeting.
Please retweet!
Whoever's running her social media needs to take a nap.
Some basic gay from DC or something.
Yeah, I feel like Pelosi has really... got her hands full, and she's probably extremely stressed 24/7.
Oh my god. I mean, it was such a production just watching her sign it. I mean, it's obviously like, thank god it happened, but...
So what happens now?
Now it goes to the Senate. So they are hoping that... I think they... my lisp. I used to have a lisp.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
From how long?
Until I was in grade school in speech class.
Oh, cutie. I love
but,
that.
Thank you. It comes out sometimes. But I think they think they have some Republicans in the Senate who will agree with them. But now they could arguably just turn it down. And this
they can
is
just
all
like shut it
yeah,
down, right?
But he'll always be impeached.
But it just like he won't be removed.
Yeah.
He
won't be removed tonight. I mean, I'm just pessimistic and I'm setting my expectations to like -1,000, but yeah. I don't think the Senate's going to pass it.
I've moved on and I'm just like.
You were in Hawaii.
I'm in Hawaii. I'm like over the impeachment.
Yeah.
I'm like love and light to you guys really trying to do it, but like let's focus on Bernie.
Mm.
And that's where I stand.
Yeah, I'm just like Nancy, just like I don't need the head of Speaker of the House being like, please retweet. Like, stop. Just fucking do something and win.
Yeah. Just like a win. Wild plea for a retweet is not where my soul is at.
Retweet if you agree. It's like, no, how about we just put all our energy in getting one of the Democrats elected?
Yeah.
And stop.
And like unify behind someone and stop this like shitty, like just like teeny trying to like do teeny takedowns of people. That's like all the Democrats are.
This is
a debate.
Did you watch last night?
No, I was flying.
All right.
I had to fly from Hawaii back to LA. But I heard that
Warren and Bernie saw
a couple stuff that there was like a face off between them.
Mm-hmm. Buttigieg, Warren at this point, I think, openly hates Pete Buttigieg.
I love that. He like needs to just step down at this point.
He's like doing well.
Is he?
Yeah. I mean, Bernie.
I have no actual escape of anything.
Yeah, I'm no political.
I'm truly not.
I am not like.
I just have my one opinion, which is like Bernie or bust, but that's really all I'm bringing to the table.
Yeah, I mean, he's surging in the polls, so.
Yeah. But then he allegedly told Warren in some private meeting that a woman can't be president.
He said a woman, I don't think a woman can win.
And so then she decided to like keep that in her back pocket and then bring it up at this debate, which is like.
She brought it up before.
Okay. But then, right before the debate. Mm-hmm. And then they talked about it at the debate.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, that never, I didn't say that.
And then you got Amy Klobuchar in the background being like, I think we should, whatever nonsense you two are doing over there, I think we should stick to what we're talking about, which is, you know, the realistic, practical things that we need to fix. And she's just always going like, can we stop fighting over there? She's always just
she's
coming
just
in.
She's like a grade school teacher.
No, she's not. Like a, she's a no-nonsense Minnesotan.
Yeah.
Also, what are you like, doing over there? She says, stop that.
Stop.
Oh, you two, you gotta stop. And she always talks about her dad, who was like an alcoholic.
Which isn't.
No, she talks about her dad being in like the program and like,
that's cool.
Yeah. She's always pretty honest.
Yeah. I don't even know what she looks like.
She looks like Mary Kay Place.
Okay.
With like brown hair.
Yeah. I'm
and, like a Prince Valiant haircut.
Like Natalie Portman's haircut and Lucy in the Sky.
Kind of, yeah.
That's a wild look for any woman.
It's a politician's look.
It's a politician's look. Total. It's like a really. You're concentrating on a lot of other things,
mm-hmm.
and the hair has become low on the totem pole.
Amy, she's taken upon herself in all the debates to be sort of the referee.
Yeah.
She's always like, you two over there, you whip.
She's a recess teacher.
Mm-hmm. Hey, she blows a whistle. Stop that. We had my gym teacher in high school and middle school and was amazing. She kind of has that vibe. I just wanted to say that.
Mine was amazing.
She was.
I love that. What was her name? Shout her out.
Her name is Miss Wadlinger, and she was amazing.
I love that.
I don't know where she is now, but she was...
I hope wherever she is, she's listening.
She was strict, but with a heart.
Strict with a heart is my vibe.
She used to go, O'Donnell! I think she sent me to the principal's once.
For what? What'd you do?
I kicked... We were playing with like kick. I know we were playing with like kickballs mm-hmm. in the gym, and I or a soccer ball, and the whistle blew, and I kicked it, and it
that
like,
was it.
It hit someone. I think it hit someone accidentally, and I was like, oh fuck! And then she went, O'Donnell, principal.
Whoa.
And I went to the principal.
What did the principal say? That seems like a lame thing to send someone to the principal. It's a waste of everyone's time.
I rarely went to the principal. I went once. I probably went three times.
Really?
One time was for something that I should have gone to do for.
What was it?
I don't want to talk about
okay.
it.
Okay.
And then, no, I got to take this out. I was mean to someone, and she was a friend, and I was...
You deserved it.
Yeah. And okay. I was mean to someone, and she was always nice to me, and I grew up with her, and it was... I, like, deeply regret it.
Okay.
And then one time... I was playing wall ball. Remember Execution?
Love wall ball.
Did you ever play X?
No.
We called it X. Execution, and we would like peg you. If you got like a penalty, you had to line up against the wall with your back and get pegged.
Oh my God, yeah.
Did you do that? You probably did
just
that.
Just had a flashback of that being a thing. We played a lot of four square.
I loved
a four square, just like... Hitting a ball into a square.
X was like, the guys would all play football. I tried for a week and I was really bad. I like, they, one time, one of them threw me the football and I threw it back.
Get it away from
me. And then everyone laughed.
That's a good instinct. Football is for heathens.
But if I usually was playing imaginary games with girls and like the alt boys
mm-hmm.
on the playground. But if I wasn't, I was playing X. That was like my one ball thing.
Yeah.
But one time I got, me and my friend got sent because this girl said that we like intentionally pegged her, like executed.
Yeah.
Not like you threw
a ball. Like you threw a ball.
Yeah, we like threw a ball, but like it's part of the game.
Yeah.
And so we got sent.
So she was just a narc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I, another time for Wadlinger.
Mm. I almost got close. Like
now I'm having like, I feel such shame.
I can tell you feel like such deep shame about grade school. You're in grade school.
Yeah.
Principal visits. I'm going to release you from your shame and say, hopefully just say, it's okay. We've all been there.
Don't include this. What I'm about to tell you.
Okay. Carrie just told me what he did. And I agree. He should have been sent to the principal.
Yeah.
For one thing. But guess what? We all do. Kids do mean things.
You do mean things.
That's how you learn to like not be mean.
Yeah. You see other kids doing it and you feel like you have to follow the herd.
You're mean. And then you learn eventually that it's like not nice.
Yeah.
You change your behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got sent out in the hall all the time. All the time. Like never to the principal, but just like getting sent to the hall.
The Laura Marie Shane Hall story in the hall.
Yeah. Especially in second grade. It was like the year my parents separated and then I became a full class clown.
Really?
And I was constantly getting sent in the hall because I would like talk with food in my mouth like during lunch or whatever. And my teacher was just like convinced I was going to choke.
Like chubby bunny stuff?
Just being like, wah! Like just like making people laugh, but I'd be like eating at the same time. And then that really didn't, she didn't like that.
You were a born comedian.
Born comedian. And then one time we were doing like some like workbook thing with like in the corner with the teacher and she said the wrong answer. And I was like, I think it's this. And she was like, you're right. And then I leaned to my friend and I go, I'm smarter than the teacher. And then she didn't like that.
Whoa.
So I got sent to the hall for that.
I got scolded once. I'll never forget this, by one of my teachers who was my fifth grade teacher. And she was really nice to me. Like I had like math issues with math and she was always really like sensitive to that. But I remember one time we were like doing some simulation where we were like playing some kind of, it was almost like, you go to college in this game and like, it's like a, it was like a weird educational game that we were playing in class. And my friend and I were like, we're in college. Like we're going to go to a keg party. And she heard us and she scolded us. And she was like, if that's what you think college is all about, then I feel sorry for you.
Whoa.
Yeah. And me and my friend were like, okay.
Okay. She has some issues from college. Latent trauma.
Yeah. I mean, it was, but she, yeah, that was,
but
scary.
Yeah, I mean, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I then in fourth grade, I would get sent out in the hall a lot with my friends because we would like sass this one science teacher. And like one day we were like pretty bratty, but one day our science teacher showed up wearing the most hideous shoes I've ever seen. Like truly, like all of us looked at each other and we're like, his shoes are really ugly.
Yeah.
Like, these are like, it's crazy that he would wear these shoes. They were like brown. I mean, they were just like truly unfortunate.
When you know, you know.
You know, you know. And so we all were just like traumatized by his shoes. And then my friend Danielle went up to him and goes, nice shoes, in front of the whole class.
Nice hair.
We all started laughing and we all got sent out into the hall for that.
Was just embarrassed?
Different. I don't know. I mean, I would be humiliated if a kid like clowned on me for my fashion, which is like any kid lineup could at any point do that to me these days. But like, I think he just wasn't having it. So then we were all sat out in the hall, like one, like just down the hall were like four of us just like sitting there waiting to like
scary.
Be let back in. Because if the principal walked down the hall and saw you in the hall, you could get like in more trouble because then she'd need to like ask why you're in the hall.
That stuff's scary. I remember one time, we in sixth grade, one of our teach, we had like our teacher's assistant, and he said like yeah or okay a lot. Like it was like he always said okay. And one time we all organized that if he reached a certain amount of okays, that we all stand up and start clapping, and he did, and we all stood up and started clapping, and he was so mad. It's kind of funny.
That's funny.
It was pretty smart. Like honestly, I forget who came up with that.
Kind of trolling a teacher is funny.
Yeah.
If you're not like bullying them or making their life really hard. I don't think, I mean, the shoes thing was rude, but like
Sorry. Oh my god. Yeah, I was pretty good though. There's this picture of me at my summer swim club, and they used to bench us mm-hmm. when we were bad. The lifeguards would we had to sit on this bench for like 10 minutes, and I got benched once, I think. And there's a picture of me sitting on the bench with three two other random kids, and I'm looking to the side in such shame. My parents were like taking photos of me from across the pool.
Yeah, most of the time I just was like sent, it was always like because I was clowning around or like laughing at someone or encouraging them to yeah. be like silly.
Did I tell you about my banana splits thing? Did no. we talk about this?
Uh-uh, I don't think so.
So like I must have been in second or third grade and there was our guidance counselor would like come to class and give us little like self-help, you know, self-care, mental health awareness stuff. And she always had these little groups and she was advertising to come to her groups.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very like overzealous about it. And she would like, she'd had puppets and she would sing songs and then we would all join her clubs. It was like a therapy thing.
Yeah.
And she had a club called Banana Splits for children of divorce. And everyone around me was joining it because a lot of people's parents were divorced. But I was like, oh, like, I didn't really get it that you had to have parents
you had
that
to
were
have,
divorced,
like, divorce
and you got a banana split at the end of every meeting.
That's chill.
So I joined Banana Splits. And I went to one of the meetings.
Did you participate?
No, and then she was like, Carrie, I don't think you're supposed to be here. Like, I don't think your parent. And I was like, oh, okay. And I left.
Did you get the banana split?
No, and then I went home. Or maybe I didn't even go to the... No, I didn't even go to the meeting.
You
I just signed up for it. And then I went home and I told my mom, and she was so irate with me and this woman that she called the school and was like, she was like, my son is not a child of divorce. Like, please tell that woman, because they had issues, I think. And mm-hmm. she was like, please tell that woman to not look at my child when she walks down the hall.
You caused a lot of family drama.
I was like in the
Your
I remember
love
being,
of banana splits
I
led
was like in
to
the bathroom, like listening to her call the school and be like, tell that one. Tell
these
blankety
women.
Blank. Tell that these women. Because she had had issues with her about my. I don't know. But man, grade school is harrowing.
It is. You're just like a little pinball bouncing around and like just trying to learn.
But I still can't reconcile that I was like, yeah, this is a good idea.
I love that you're just like, I'm going to sign up for this.
I'm going to sign up.
I'm checking this out.
I'm interested in this.
Tell me more, banana splits.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I mean, like, if you're giving food as reward, that's like incentive enough.
Yeah. To all my banana splitters out there.
I was a banana splitter, except I didn't get a banana split.
No, you should have.
I know. I just went to like a therapy thing. It was not any school related, but like mm-hmm. when my parents were getting divorced, and it was like called like some like reflections or something like that. And you would just meet with like other kids and like an adult, and then you would have to go around in a circle and like talk about your feelings. And then one day they said, bring in a song that's like your favorite song right now, and you can play it for the group and like explain why you like it so much. Yeah. So I picked the Cardigans.
Love Fool?
Yeah, Love Fool. And I like played it and I was so excited. And I was like, this is the best fucking song. Like,
what did they everyone like it?
Everyone liked it, but then the person was like, it's interesting that you chose this song. The lyrics are really and I was like, God damn it. And then I was just like, wow, now it's sad.
Yeah. I know, just like the rationale we have as kids, there is such a disconnect when you're a kid.
You just like are going, like you're so, it's no impulse control. So you're just doing whatever like kind of feels good in the moment.
And, like what everyone else is doing.
Yeah. And you're just like in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of miss being in the zone.
I do too.
Because then once you get out of the zone, you're never in the zone again.
My parents always say that the lights went out in me at probably fifth grade.
Really?
Because I started caring about really
stuff.
What everyone thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I like went into myself because that's when I like kind of knew I was like different than like the boys, obviously. And like I just knew I wasn't fitting in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like went dark for a few years. But yeah, it's like weird that you really are such a lemming. for a while. Yeah. And even kids who were like had their own personality, like you still wanted to just fit in. And
yeah.
When you saw other people doing stuff.
You're being socialized mm-hmm. by wherever you live and like your peer group.
Yeah. Damn.
Kids, man.
Wait.
Speaking of kids.
Well, just want to like, I had, remember the episode where we talked about the lawsuit against Sir
mm-hmm.
with like the food poisoning?
Oh my God.
I had the worst. I was truly the woman on all
fours.
I got Sir'd. Not from Sir, but from
just like life.
Chicken.
Yeah.
But I felt very much when we read that description of the woman on all fours, like,
Carrie had some sort of stomach bug. And we were texting about it, and he was describing it to me, and it sounded exactly like what the woman at Sir got.
Like, in Sphinx mode, like, perched like a sphinx, just...
Projectiling.
Projectiling.
From every orifice. Wait, has anyone gotten any updates from that situation? I feel like all is dark on the Sir front of, like, projectile, and I need updates.
I need updates of that, and I want more up. Does anyone know anything about
the car? Because that was sketchy as fuck.
I mean, it was so convenient.
There's literally not... I mean, that was fully planned. It had to be.
Wasn't it a Ferrari or something?
It was a Ferrari, and it was driving really slow. Jax pointed out on Twitter, he was like, it was going so slow, there's not even skid marks. And I was like, you're doing the Lord's work, just like pointing out things.
Lisa
like,
probably called him that night and was like, don't talk about
that down.
I don't think you should be talking about things that you don't know much about, Jax.
Mm-hmm. She has shit on him.
It's like, it feels like almost like MH370 when like celebrities were tweeting about it. Like yeah. Courtney Love is like trying to find it.
And,
like,
this is my MH370.
Jax.
Yeah, like this Ferrari into Sir. Because, okay, it wasn't going fast enough. So then it just like rolled into Sir and didn't cause any structural damage. So just like broke glass or whatever. And like didn't even cause, I don't think, damage to like the outdoor fireplace. Cause I drove by there later that night to just do some private investigating of my own. And like shit looked fine.
Was it coming?
I think it was turning left, like going south on Robertson, turning left. And then just like drove into Sir.
Damn. That's hard to do.
Like
that specific intersection is... It's busy, but like you're more likely to get hit like as a pedestrian, I think, in that, because there's, especially at night when like the Abbey's.
Yeah, but it's like right in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Like one of the busiest intersections in all of West Hollywood. Then the driver managed to flee the scene and just escape. I call bullshit on this entire thing. 2 days before the premiere of season 8. We all know that Lisa has a history of destroying her restaurants for money.
She's a stunt queen.
Allegedly. And, like, this just seemed like a very convenient stunt.
Once you've crashed the Ferrari, make a run for it.
You run. There will be a car waiting for you in this parking garage.
There'll be a car on...
Like, Sweetener. We could just look up... I need someone with, like, LexisNexis or some shit to look up the license plate. Because there were photos of the license plate of the car and see, like, who it's registered to.
Run towards San Vicente and there'll be a car waiting there for you.
Yeah. Because also that's right next to the police department.
I know.
That's down the street. So there's really like, there should not have been an ability to get away from that scene. And it's congested over there. Like, it's not like you could hop into somewhere and like, you can't like flee really.
Also, on a side note, I'm really bummed because the Log Cabin, which is across the street from Sir, it's a place where a lot of people in recovery go.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to knock it down.
That's upsetting.
I'm really upset about it. And I was like, did Lisa buy it? Is she going to build something? So there's a petition to sign to get it from, I think I've shared it, but yeah, I had the thought, like, is Lisa expanding?
The people at Sir, anyone going in and out of that establishment needs to be in close proximity to a recovery center.
Yeah. It's a bummer, though.
It is a bummer, because that's like an institute. That's been there forever.
It's an
right?
icon of West Hollywood.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow.
Lisa's got some tricks up her sleeve.
She has a lot of tricks up her pussycat sleeves.
We've, "There, there, pussycat," she said to the driver later, who was, he was like, "Oh God, like,
what have I done?
What if I killed someone?
What have I fucking done?
There, there, I've arranged that no one would be there when you struck it, so you've done quite well," she said. Get on.
Yeah, I love also, like, no one sits outside at that place. One person, I think, got hurt and they went to Cedars, but it was fine ultimately.
Straight to Cedars?
Straight to Cedars.
Straight to hell. Speaking
Send me
of hell.
Straight to hell.
So we're reeling, and tonight's episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey, we are reeling from post-posh fashion show madness. Yeah. It's the day or days after.
The episode is called Stab Wounds.
Yeah. So you know it's going to be dark.
Yeah.
This was a dark episode.
This was a dark episode. It was just like a simmering... It's like all homeostasis has been disrupted from this like brawl, and now we're just like in the aftermath of such violence.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's reeling.
Yeah. It's like, it's a major shift in this culture of this area.
And also it's like, there was a lot of like girl on girl violence being encouraged in this episode.
Yeah. Like men watching women
fight
and being
like excited for them to potentially fight other women.
Yeah.
Which I didn't love.
I didn't either.
I feel like fighting a violent act with more violence is like,
And a man kind of commanding a woman to do it was weird.
It's like, let's not listen to them.
We'll
Joe,
speaking of violence,
Judy,
so we start with Joe's like, "Treat, let's not make this a marathon."
Trying to get people out the door.
All the girls are going with Joe somewhere, and Teresa's like, "Wait, I gotta put bows in their hairs."
And Teresa is like combing Gabriella's hair, and Gabriella is like, "Ow, you're scratching my head."
And she goes, and then Melania and Melania's screaming, but Gabriella is having the most trouble.
Gabriella's in pain.
Yeah.
And like all the girls load up into the SUV, and Joe takes them to a Taekwondo lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, was one of their little friends with them?
I think they had a friend with them, yeah.
Yeah, it was like three Judy J girls and then one of their little girlfriends.
Yeah.
And then Joe says he takes them to Taekwondo every week, which I don't know if I believe.
I don't either. And the guy, the Taekwondo teacher's like, "All right, everyone, we're going to run in place." And Melania goes, "I like to run outside." Yo,
when I run, I run outside. I don't run no pussy inside fucking
I don't
bullshit.
Run in place. I run from something. I don't run towards something.
Only time I run in place
is when I'm running from someone else.
Then Gabriella goes, "I want to go out to eat."
I love
That's
that.
That's me. Yeah.
That's me too.
Like, if I'm getting in the car with everyone and like we're driving somewhere, it better be to a restaurant.
It's like a cold winter night. I'm a week night.
These girls don't want to be like hopping around in a Taekwondo gym.
I want to get something to eat.
And then Teresa's like, "G is the toughest.
Because she's the oldest.
Gabriella might not look it, but she is really..."
She seems sweet, but don't mess with her.
Yeah, which I agree. Gabriella's
like, no
sinister.
Shit.
Yeah, we all know this.
She goes, "Melania's tough." And he's like, "Joe doesn't have boys, but he treats his daughters like boys." And I was like, that's great.
And then all these men stand around and Joe's like, "Kill her."
Yeah. Joe just, all the men gather around and he just commands his three daughters to like punch each other.
Yeah. It's literally like the scene in Fight Club where Jared Leto gets his face beat to a pulp.
Yeah.
Ron J's version of that.
He's like, "Come on, Gia. Go get it, Gia. Get it. All
also,
right.
Melania,
let's do it, Gia."
Is 2 feet tall. She can like barely walk. And
she's
then
four
Gia,
foot tall.
She's 4 foot tall. Not a model.
She's not a
she's
model.
She's not a model. She's 4 foot tall. Then Gia's just going up and like body slamming Melania over and over, like tripping her in the back and then slamming her on the ground. Melania takes it in stride.
Yeah. Joe also is bribing them with like talks of dinner and sweets, but if they're like violent with each other.
I know. I was like, this is not like how children need to be like conditioned to act with one another.
Yeah, she's like, he's raising him to be tough girls. And I was like, okay.
Also, this isn't like self-defense. It's just like,
brawling.
Now hit each other. Now
yeah.
Brawl.
They're not doing Taekwondo. They're brawling.
Literally just Melania keeps getting like tripped and going down.
Yeah.
In a
parallel universe, Danny Palazzano is taking...
Danny Palazzano?
He's taking the Staub girls to a boxing class. And he goes, "Danielle, we don't want you running no more."
And then
Christine and Jilly are terrified of Danny.
Yeah, they're clutching each other and like standing as far away as possible.
Christine had her arms around Jilly and was just like,
Danny like grips Danielle in like a bear hug, and then Danielle and her one-on-one, she goes, Ashley is positively guilty of yanking the hair out of my head.
And then she goes, then they go into the ring and they have this like coaching. The instructor, boxing instructor.
Danielle's shooting him like fuck me eyes the entire time.
She's trying to pull him in.
She's
so
engaging
hard
and suggesting throughout this entire.
There's a part where their arms are linked.
And she goes
like this. She goes, and her mouth is slightly ajar. And she goes like this. And he goes, you got to be brutal with it. And then Danielle goes, ooh.
It was inappropriate.
I
was turned on. I was like, oh my God.
Danny
was so turned on. The whole time he's just hanging back. He has his sleeveless and a really weird like teal tattoo that I couldn't get a read on like what the tattoo was. But I was just like, I don't like this.
He's a voyeur.
And he's just like, Danny likes to cuck. He likes to get cucked. Yeah.
And so he's teaching all the girls and Danielle. And Danielle goes, I never thrown a punch in my life. And I was like, no, you just threw a
new pistol whip.
Yeah, you threw a gun at someone.
Yeah, you literally just like beat someone in the face with the butt of a rifle.
Danielle doesn't actually shoot the guns. She just pistol whips people with
them. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
She goes, they want to make you feel like the prey. And then I say, I don't know why I think you're the victim. Well, bitch, because I am.
Stop effing chasing me.
Stop effing chasing me.
Stop effing chasing me.
That's a fuck enough.
That's a fuck enough.
And so Danielle is just training because she really thinks that she was about to get killed. So she needs to learn self-defense.
I had to actually pause it because I couldn't take her looking at the instructor. It was deeply uncomfortable.
I was into it. I was just like, oh my God, this is how you do it. I'm like taking seduction notes.
She was like,
oh
yeah, I guess it is pretty like
Danielle is like,
she's
truly
a pro.
She does not give a shit.
No, I guess I was both unsettled by it, but also like
a little bit
good
yeah
for her.
Imagine having the balls to just like fully put it out there.
Yeah,
like she's like Samantha Jones.
Yeah, she's, I mean, I'm impressed by her, but also
by her ability to just be horny.
Yeah,
outwardly horny for a hot person, because that instructor was hot.
He was
like,
hot.
He's fucking fine,
and she was just giving him like the look and going and committing to it. Yeah. Oh.
Like that kind of like head tilted back, side eye.
Uh-huh.
Sure, her eyeliner was really on point.
She went like this.
Oh. Then she's like, chin move, throat move.
Then she goes, ooh. And then she goes, and then they go to her confession and she goes, chin move, throat move. And she goes, or how about a punch? Or how about the knee? All it takes is one hit to the head and a person won't walk again.
Jesus.
She goes, or how about a punch?
Elbow?
Elbow?
How about the punch?
Or how about the punch?
All it takes is one smack to make sure someone never walks again.
She's planning to $1 million baby someone.
Yeah, she is a total $1 million baby.
Damn, you're right. She, like, good for her.
She's a fucking hero. She's a shiro.
Yeah.
For literally, like,
I was like, maybe
the next time.
That's like my, like, Puritan, like, East Coast. Like, I was like, ooh.
Yeah, it's like your own self-hatred that would make you, I mean, anyone's, like, not just you. It's Carrie's self-hatred that would make you feel weird about it. No, it's like, I hope and pray that the next time you're around someone that you feel Danielle levels of horniness around, that just like put it out there.
Yeah.
It can't hurt.
No, I mean, I'm
either you'll get laid or like get a phone number, or you'll just like have a kind of a sexy titillating moment.
It's
She's
empowering.
Not like harassing anyone.
No, it's empowering.
Yeah. You're just engaging and suggesting.
Yeah. I should just like, I had an instinct to just be like, good for her, and I should just stick with that.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
It is cool.
I feel like maybe I've done that like a handful of times in my life, but not enough. And I'm really going to try and bring that 2020
Danielle season 2 energy.
Season 2 in the boxing lesson.
Jaw ajar.
Oh.
Mouth agape.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
Fucking.
You just never know where it will lead.
Yeah. Good for her.
Danielle goes, I hope and pray it won't come to blows. Like, she is hoping and praying she won't have to, like, actually beat a bitch's ass. Which I also hope for. Like, I feel like every day, like, most people wake up and they don't want to brawl with someone.
Chin move? Throat move? Or how Elbow? About a punch?
Or how about a punch? Elbow.
She goes, I learned a lot of this class.
It only takes one good smack to make sure someone never walks again.
What, never walks again.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go, because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
So Jacqueline goes over to Kim G's house.
She hauls her baby over to Kim G's fruity little house.
Kim G lets her in. They sit at the kitchen. They talk. And Kim G and Jacqueline talk about the drama from the other night. And she's like, now I've been hearing that Danielle's going to press charges against Ashley. And Kim G goes, there was hair on the ground in front of the club and in my car.
Kim G's on fire in this fucking episode.
She's like looking at her. She's looking at Jacqueline kind of like.
Kim G spends most of this episode kind of hunched over, looking up at people with her lips pursed, being like,
And Jacqueline, she's totally trolling Jacqueline.
She's trolling everyone, like wielding all the power that she imagines she has against every person she can, and like is gleeful in what perceived power she thinks she has.
Jacqueline's just kind of like, why are you sort of supporting, like, my daughter getting charges pressed against her?
Yeah, but also it's like Jacqueline's kind of going about this all wrong.
Yeah.
Like, for as much as she tries to get Ashley to take responsibility for her actions, she also is, like, out of the other side of her mouth being like, this isn't fair.
Yeah.
Which is conflicting. Mm-hmm. And that's probably why Ashley hates her so much in this season.
Yeah. She's, like, throwing her the bus.
Deep down, I think Jacqueline thinks, like, it's funny what Ashley did, and, like, she shouldn't be getting in trouble for it.
Yeah.
But really, she has to, like, pretend to care because Chris is, like...
We've got a reputation in this town.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Kim G's just showing her Janice, the inner Janice, like, Two-Face.
Total Two-Face. I love Kim G's, like, kitchen is all, like, fruit and flowers and, like, wine glasses painted on the tiles.
Where's her husband?
Where is Mr. G?
He's like upstairs.
He's like on a defibrillator. He's like hooked up to life support somewhere.
He's in an iron lung.
He's like, just go have fun, honey.
Yeah.
And she joined Rhone Day.
She's having the time of her life.
She's ecstatic.
Especially at the end of this episode, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
I forgot the Manzos have huge German Shepherds that live outside.
Yeah, that scared me when I saw
that. All do. I think they all have German Shepherds because the Judices do.
Yeah, they have like crazy dogs.
Judice.
They go back and forth. Yeah. It's both.
They have dogs. I'm pretty sure Jacqueline has like a German Shepherd.
I love German Shepherds.
I do too, but that's like a mafia dog.
It is. I want an attack a German Shepherd that's trained as an attack dog that will protect me at all costs.
And Tony.
That get protects one. Us. Yeah, that's like...
And is sub to Tony, though.
Oh, totally.
Has to be like...
Tony can just like put a paw up and the German Shepherd goes down. Mm-hmm. But if anyone tries to like come for Tony or me, he's going to rip your throat out.
Wait, did I ever tell you my dad, the mafia story with my parents' old neighbors?
Oh, the barking dogs.
Yeah. Did I tell it on the podcast?
Did you tell it? I feel like you told it on a bonus episode. Oh.
All right. Well, it has to do with German Shepherds.
I can't say which one, but it was...
In New Jersey, when my sister was like a newborn, the neighbors across the street, the wife was there with her kids, and her husband had gone. He didn't plead, or he took the oath and like went into jail.
Yeah.
So he was being protected by one of the Philly mob families. Mm-hmm. And they had big German Shepherds that barked on all hours. And they were keeping my sister up one night, like, and it had been going on for a while. So my dad called the police. The police came over at like 2 a.m. He watched through the window. He was talking to the woman. The woman kept pointing at my house. And she, the policeman came over who knew my dad. My dad grew up with, I think he was someone's dad that my dad grew up with.
Yeah.
And he came over and said, your tags and your license are expired on your car.
And like didn't fix the German Shepherd problem. So then they just continue to bark forever until they eventually died.
And they like moved.
Great.
But like the police were like...
They were not...
On their side.
Yeah. They were full like Manzo, got the police in the palm of your hands. The beer and brat benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline Manzo loves being in the kitchen clowning around with her kids.
She's like, oh, I'm making eggs for everyone. It's just, am I just the egg woman?
Is there a diner somewhere?
Or a diner sign outside?
There's,
I mean,
a
what?
Blanket sign?
Yeah, all three of her kids are just
eating eggs.
Like I would.
And she's just like happy as a clam.
It's like her happy place.
It is her happy place. And I kind of love her for that. Mm-hmm. Like, she just truly lives to serve.
I live to serve.
I live to serve. It's a diner in here. I don't know.
Lauren's also wearing a shirt that says Brownstone U.
I need that.
Me too.
What university did you go to?
Brownstone.
Brownstone U.
I went to Coldstone U.
We need to make like Federation U.
We do.
Okay. Albie doesn't want to work at the Brownstone, but it's kind of his like fallback, mm-hmm. like part-time opportunity while he attempts to get his law school shit together.
He's not happy about it. His dad's like, there's a wedding going on today. Like, maybe you can come help me like greet, be a maitre d'. And Albie's like, ugh.
He's like sulking.
Yeah.
I'm like, you literally failed out of law school.
And Carolyn's like, to Albie, working with his dad would be like a failure. So I get it. I'm like, what? Your other kids are doing it?
Is yeah,
it
like everyone else had to go. Like, why is, I just don't understand the whole way that they're dealing with
they
this.
They exalt
like,
him.
Yeah.
Why is he?
Is he
like,
just the firstborn and yeah. it's Italian family? So they're, it's like a baby Jesus thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Ugh.
But, like, yeah, she's, like, throwing under Chris and Lauren under the bus.
Yeah. Like, she's like, you go to work. You go to work.
You stay Albie, home, baby.
What are you going to do today?
What are you going to do today, baby? He goes, I don't know, maybe.
He's like, pick my butt. And...
oh, honey.
Oh, I get it. Teresa goes to Posh to apologize to Kim D.
Yeah, and she gives her one of her, like, little diva glasses with like mimosa in it.
Yeah, and then Teresa's like explaining herself. Kim D's like, you don't have to apologize. No apologies necessary.
She's like, no, honey, you don't have to do anything that's wrong. It's all good. It's all good. And she, and then she, Teresa goes, she said my house is under foreclosed. My house isn't under foreclosed. And Kim D's like, oh, baby, I know. I know it's not.
And I love that Kim D just like lets her dog stand on the counter,
mm-hmm.
like in front of her where yeah. like there's a calculator and then her dog just like stands there. So that's the mark of a true like dog psycho
yeah.
is when you just like let your little dog stand on things mm-hmm. like that.
And then Kim D's shop girl like helps Teresa like.
She goes, how about the DVF?
Oh, that's going to be beautiful.
And let's then
try the DVF.
All of a sudden you hear the bell and the door opens and she goes, you hear, how are you? And it's Kim G.
This is Kim G's actually most iconic look of the entire season.
She's wearing a beanie with a bow. In
she
the
comes
front.
In, it's a, she's wearing a purple crocheted beret with a bow attached to it.
She looks like Madeline.
Ashley wishes.
Yeah.
And a faux fur, like navy blue sleeveless vest. I'm drooling on myself thinking this
it's
about
a look.
This Kim. She looks like in Fantasia, the little like half goat, half uh-huh. like human, like little devil guys. Yeah. That's like the energy she's, that Kim G's bringing to this like posh.
She has meetup. Major like imp energy.
She's gone full imp.
Uh-huh.
And she comes fawn. In. Yeah, she's a fawn playing like a flute. She's
mm-hmm.
like,
the Pied Piper of Wayne.
Yeah.
And she comes in and she's this kind of like, hi, girls.
Hey, what's going on?
She's going, there's just shots of her smiling, and Teresa's like, her just looks completely dead-eyed looking at her.
Yeah, and Teresa is really caught off guard by the entrance of Kim G. And honestly, who wouldn't be? Because that, I would, if a grown woman came into anywhere wearing, that I was
wearing a
that,
crocheted beret.
From the front, I thought it was just like a puffy headband, but then I saw the full extent of this headpiece.
It's a look. She was committing to like
Ashley could never.
Never.
Ashley wishes that her beret game was as strong as Kim
Legends
G's.
Only.
Yeah, legends only. Teresa goes, all I wanted to do was slap the bitch.
And then they go, Teresa goes, I mean, Kim G, she's like, why are you, she always calls her Kim G too. Kim mm-hmm. G, why are you friends with Danielle? And then Kim goes, I pity her. I was like, nice.
Jesus
Christ.
And then like Teresa's starting, Kim D obviously has like Teresa's back, like ride or die no matter what. And then Teresa starts to like go on a monologue about how she is like above all this drama or yeah. like whatever, which is like a lie
so
because
true.
She literally started the drama. Yeah. But she goes, I have four beautiful daughters. And Kim D goes, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. And like keeps interrupting on everything she says. And then Tree.
She goes, my house is not foreclosed.
My house is not foreclosed.
It's not under foreclosed.
And Kim G's like, I'm so ugly oh, thing to say.
It's a terrible thing
terrible
to say.
Terrible thing to say. The house is such a sensitive subject.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Teresa goes, I have to remember to like respect the elderly.
Yeah. And so she trolls Kim G again for being of a certain age.
She's like not old.
She's not old.
She's in her 50s.
The more Teresa says that she's old, though, the more I think like she's so old.
Yeah.
So it's like she's.
It works.
Yeah.
She's like, I always try to respect the elderly.
I know she's an old woman, so I just try and respect the elderly. But all I wanted to do was slap the bitch.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Then Ashley goes to Derek's house.
They're, like, talking. Derek, I think, is slowly realizing, like, what a psycho Ashley is. And he's just always like, why are you doing that?
Yeah. Everything she does, he's like, why would you do something like
that?
She's,
like, playing with the dog and,
making a dog bite her.
Yeah, and he's like, don't antagonize it.
She goes, he won't stop biting.
What? What's that?
Also, Ashley is still in her, like, post-modeling debut fugue thinking that she's like a legitimate celebrity.
She's like, I don't get out of the couch.
Mm-mm.
And then they're talking about Danielle, and she calls her old.
Yeah, there's a lot of like ageism at play in this episode.
I said everyone in New Jersey is afraid of getting old.
They're all afraid of aging.
Yeah.
Caroline has Ashley's back. She's like, what she did wasn't great, but her heart was in the right place.
Her heart was, she goes,
the fuck are you talking about?
She goes, she's not born of my brother, but she calls me Aunt Caroline, so I feel I have some responsibility.
I'm like, can we all just agree that, like...
Pulling someone's hair is
not...
You
don't attack... You don't get physical with someone.
No.
That's just a no. Across the board, it's not okay.
That makes me so sus of Caroline.
Yeah, anyone
her heart
that's
is
like...
in the right place.
No, that's
no,
a way
it's not.
To just, like,
she
excuse
yanked
the
someone's...
fact...
wig out of her hair.
Yeah. Even if she didn't pull her hair out, the fact that you would do that to someone is... I'm with Danielle. Scary.
It is scary.
Yeah.
From behind, too, where your head is
a
like...
sneak
boing.
Attack?
Yeah.
You mean Danielle... Her like, eyes, she couldn't look up.
It was terrorism. I couldn't look up for
I
a whole day.
I couldn't look up. Every time my eyes tried to go up, it hurt. Derek's actively yawning while
so
Ashley
boring.
Talks. Like she starts to say something and then he just goes into like a full yawn. He's over it.
He's ready.
Then we cut to Joe's latest money laundering scam, which is a pizza parlor.
Pizza place, laundromat, and an apartment complex.
He's always been an entrepreneur, says Teresa.
Entrepreneurs, when you go around and you just start small businesses, right? She says.
Everyone's like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
And then he's like, get the apron on. We're making big pizzas over here.
So Joe is like trolling her with all the money stuff they're having. He's like, we're going to probably have to move here.
Yeah.
And he's like, then they like he takes her on a tour of the like apartment.
So he's becoming like also like a landlord.
Yeah. Well, it's just all
of these
developers,
are just true like money. Things that you can put money and clean money
yeah.
through.
But
and then
takes,
later
he takes her upstairs and he's like showing her around. He's like, so we can live in here and all this stuff. And Teresa's like, Joe, stop. He's so funny. He's just kidding. But I'm like,
she's shook.
Knowing now what we know, I'm like, he probably was being serious.
He probably was being serious and like, or just like laughing in the face of the law on camera, which either way you cut it is a bad look. And then Teresa goes, I own a lot of properties in my name. Some good investments, some bad investments. The economy is bad. Like, and then you're just like, wow, these are all the things that you like signed.
She basically admitted
that she's like committing fraud.
Yeah. This was a dark moment.
This is a fraudulent. Yeah, it was like.
His pizza looks good, though.
That pizza really did turn out looking good, and I didn't know. I didn't think it would make it.
I want it.
I want it so bad.
It's probably not open.
No, I think all that shit's probably closed.
But it was like kind of this sad, looking at it now after, because this is the first time I've returned to it since she was in jail. And it's crazy to think that in a few years, she would be going to jail for a full year.
Yeah.
And she had no idea.
365 days.
Yeah.
And then Joe is now
deported
forever.
Forever.
Did you see that picture that they shared of like when they were really young?
He's like, we'll always be friends.
Joe is so hot.
I know.
he really didn't start out juicy.
No.
His body evolution is wild to me.
He was taught.
He was taught. But, and that hair, that head of just thick. Ugh.
I think he's like pining over her and she's.
Yeah, well, I would be too.
And she's.
She's a fucking fighter and also like she's a real one.
She is. She's a great mom. Fucking
great mom.
Such
a. Sucked it up. Went to jail. Didn't complain about it.
Yeah.
Went, did her time, got out and is like hustling hard to like help support her family.
And now she's dating someone hot and young.
I know. And Joe. Sorry, he's disrespectful.
He's learned too little, too late. Did illegal
things, and now guess what? You're in Italy forever.
He took advantage of his wife's trust.
Yeah, called her a cunt on camera.
Yeah,
and that's what you get.
Yeah, was mean to his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
Danielle goes back to another diner with Danny and Boner John.
Yeah, who doesn't speak.
No, he just is always suppressing his like tree trombone.
Yeah, he's like. At the diner, he was so, his dick was so hard.
Yeah.
He was like.
He's pushing it down with all his might, just turning beet red.
And Danny's like, get it under control. She's almost here.
Then Danielle sits down and she goes, can I get some tea, please? And Danny goes, gotta keep that girlish figure.
You look great. And she's like, well, I really try,
but I also
She does look great.
She does, but she also then starts talking about how she doesn't. She goes, was that? Boxing class was the most work I've done ever. I don't like to try to look this good. I just manage to look good.
That's a lie.
And he's like, you do look good. Danny's like coked out.
Is that a lie?
I don't know.
How does she?
She probably just doesn't eat.
Yeah. And like smoke cigs.
You can be like skinny and like not cut up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like she, I think she just is like diets or just is born.
She does like. 90s diets.
Yeah.
Like Bally's Total Fitness diets.
Mm-hmm. Slim Fast.
Remember Bally's?
Yeah.
So weird.
Was that like a fitness club?
Mm-hmm. Was it was so 90s.
Was it for men and women?
Yeah. I remember like seeing when I was in the 90s, like driving by one in New Jersey, and it was like this huge, huge, it looked like a giant bank. And it had like neon sign, and it was like super like 90s.
It wanted to be Equinox before Equinox, kind of, right?
But it was just like a yuppie kind of the go-getters, the young, sexy people coming together. Mm-hmm. It was like that kind of place.
I got like randomly a bag of Bally's merch at one point in my life.
Really?
But I never set foot into Bally's. It just like ended up in my possession.
I don't think it's open anymore.
No.
If anyone...
We all, the Bally's heads, identify yourself.
It was... I'm like having like a full like 90s flashback.
Take me back.
Like just driving by it. There was one near Fuddruckers.
Fuddruckers is such a vibe.
And it was behind this Fuddruckers that we used to go to. And I just always remember seeing it in the distance and being like, whoa.
Those are two things that make a lot of sense being like nearby each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's like, I went back to the boxing class. It was very informative.
It and was Danny's really like really informative. Dean's like, yeah, it was, huh?
And I was like, so these two are just these like angry goobers who just like sit and just listen to Danielle prattle on.
John says nothing, and then Danny repeats everything Danielle says 5 times because she's like, and you can imagine how horrible it was. And Danny goes, horrible, it's horrible, it's really horrible, it's so horrible.
And then Danielle discloses that Ashley used to like. Depend on her for like daily shit,
like rides to school,
and she would like let her use her tanning bed, and like did they like do drugs together?
Or was Ashley like mad at her mom?
Yeah.
And she just like hung out, like she and Danielle like kicked it together.
Yeah. Was it like when Jacqueline and her were friends, was Ashley like confiding in Danielle, like you're my cool sister, older sister kind of thing?
Danielle knows something.
She does.
That she's not being 100% honest about, or like not going to air Ashley out like that. But I guess you would have to be close. Something did happen, and you'd have to be really close to someone to like actively hate them as much as you do. Because like
she said that she was responsible for getting Ashley through the day.
Like, yeah,
I was very confused. As were they? Was Ashley like ditching class to go like smoke cigs and drink like? Screwdrivers with Danielle?
I'm really unclear too.
Did they
have like a stepmom energy like that? Maybe. Something was amiss.
Like your stepmom?
Yeah. Something like is like too close. Yeah.
Did they like go out in the city one night and Danielle was like, I'll show you what to do. I'll take you to Jersey City and we'll go to Chart House.
Yeah. She took her to Chart House and then they like went out trolling for dick afterwards. Mm-hmm.
And she like.
Because Ashley's older than Christine.
Yeah. Ashley's like almost 20.
Yeah.
But she keeps saying like, she also keeps saying, I was only 3 years older than her when I got my first arrest. And she goes, if you're doing this at 19, what else is she capable of? I'm like, what do you think? Ashley's going to be like she's going to like serial kill people? Like, what are you talking about?
Ashley's not like the kind of person that's going to delve into like a life of crime.
No.
It's not like she's.
And it's rich coming from Danielle.
Yeah.
Who like was busted for being a cartel associate.
And like pistol whipped
in her early 20s.
But I mean, game recognized game.
Yeah, that's true. They are like the same person.
They're the same. And I love Danielle. Like, she's so pleased about being able to like teach Ashley this lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really more about just like fucking Ashley over than really fearing for her life. But she loves getting to play the card that she was going to be killed.
I was shook by her revealing that Ashley used her tanning bed.
I know, that shocked me. That was a huge note.
That was a wow.
That Ashley used Danielle's tanning room. Not even a bed, a whole room dedicated to tanning.
In her huge house.
She goes, she pulled the hair from my head, held it up, and bragged about it.
She scalped her or something.
Yeah, she basically kind of did.
Damn.
Pulling the hair from behind, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Karma's a bigger bitch than me.
Karma's a bigger bitch than me. She says it like that. Yeah. She always does that, like, karma's a bigger bitch than me.
Just, like, can't even deal.
I'm not even going to talk about the Albie thing.
No.
I said, how the fuck did Albie get away with this? That's all I said.
He gets the letter he wanted.
The law schools wrote him a letter of rec. He doesn't have to take the LSATs again.
Yeah, he has, like, no consequences except the consequence of having to, like, reapply for law school, which sounds daunting, and I feel like he doesn't even do it.
There was this muted reaction to it that was strange. Like, the parents and him, they were all kind of like,
yeah, it was bizarre.
It felt like, I don't know, it was like not that celebratory.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Then before that, though, there's one thing that Danny said where he goes, you can trust me with anything but your cute friends. Danielle was like, thanks for listening to me. And then Danny said that like and laughed like a wolf. And I was just like, oh my God.
What?
Yeah.
Ew. Like, he's off parole.
He's off parole and ready to commit more crimes.
We cut to the pizzeria.
Teresa and Joe making a pizza with all the girls. Goes,
mozzarella!
Mozzarella! She's a pizza purist.
She is.
And she knows that this is like all for show, for like the show to go well and for Dad's business to really get underfoot. We gotta make the fucking pizza.
We gotta make
it a
scene.
How do you make the pizza? You put the fucking mozzarella on it.
We're gonna chew the scenery. She is hard at work with the sauce.
The sauce. Oh, mamma mia.
Oh, mama.
Oh, the sauce isn't ready.
Oh, I'm going to need to concentrate very hard. Melania, get out of here. Melania goes, hey, Ma, look at this. And then she just dangles mozzarella, lets it slowly fall. And she's like,
mozzarella.
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 She lets it fall in front of her face like putty. And she's like, hey, Ma, look at this. And she's... She boomerangs the mozzarella
bedlam
across the floor.
In this pizza place. It's like not even like, it looks like it literally just shut down as one place and then Joe bought it without like moving anything into it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like, they're making like a fake pizza.
Yeah. That was a short scene though.
Yeah. So, it was too short.
Because the real drama, Danielle rolls up in the range to the Wayne County Courthouse.
Danielle's like taking things to a new level and like is meeting with her attorneys to officially press charges against Ashley.
Well, she walks, has this great shot of her walking slowly, and then the camera pans out and we see that Kim G and Susan, Marilyn and Lisa are all standing there. And Danielle just walks up behind and she goes, hey, you ready? Let's do this.
I'm obsessed with this ragtag team of ladies where later in the episode, Jacqueline's like, you're busted Sex in the City group. And it truly, they are Sex in the City.
It was really funny.
It was really
like a
funny.
Busted up Sex in the City.
It was amazing. They made the front page of the newspaper.
I know.
Linked arms.
Yeah.
Laughing and strolling into the courthouse.
Well, she meets her attorneys on the sidewalk and they're like, and they look like exhausted by Danielle. Already.
Yeah. Like,
how many times has she had to?
But also, like, she must have just unlimited resources because she is, like, paying them
two attorneys
an hourly rate to, like, press charges against this, like, idiot 19-year-old. So, like,
they convene outside of the courthouse. It's, like, clearly freezing cold out. The women are all in, like, fur coats. And the attorneys are like, so what happened? Like, they want to get they don't even know the story. Danielle explains it to them. They're like, all right, it's going to be, like, you know, it's going to be a hard process, but we'll figure it out. I just want to let you know, though, that, like, once we take it in there, it's going to be the state of New Jersey versus Ashley Holmes.
Yeah.
Not Danielle Saab versus Ashley Holmes. Because once it's an assault,
it's the state's
problem. It's a state. So she's taking it to a state level, which is crazy. And they're meeting outside on the sidewalk.
Because they can't, like, film in the courtroom.
And they also
were like, so what happened? Like, trying to get to the bottom of what really happened. And you see it just, like, escalating in Danielle's, like, the words coming out of her left. They're like, did you see? They asked the other lady something like, did you see this or did you hear that? And they're like, no. And then Kim G's like, well, we all knew or something like that, like covering.
Well, she's like, there was talk of threatening to kill me. And then he goes, did this happen? And you hear one of the witnesses go, name calling. I heard the name calling.
And then Danielle goes, somebody was going to kill me.
Yeah.
Which is like, no one was going to kill you.
Not fucking true.
Not that night.
She says, someone yelled, I'm going to kill you. I'm pretty sure.
She goes, grown woman, do not act like that. Mental institutions without medication act like that. Cave woman act like that.
Cave woman.
Mental institutions with no medication act like that.
Yeah.
Like in the actual building.
She's personified in asylum.
Fully personified.
Like, there's an asylum with a mouth.
Yeah. Like but it's an unmedicated building.
Yeah.
That acts like how Teresa was acting.
Yeah.
She's out of her mind.
So they, and you see Jen go, shall we go in? And then they all go in together to the courthouse. And
they stroll. Do, 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 do. Kim G's wearing her little, like, fur coat.
Kim G's so excited.
She's so excited.
And then we cut over to Caroline's with Jacqueline. And
she can't believe Ashley fell into Danielle's trap.
She's like, this is what I was afraid of. And Caroline's like, her intentions were pure, though.
And she's blaming Danielle for breaking up the family. It's like, blame Ashley. She's the one that literally took things to a physical level.
Well,
blame
also,
Teresa. She's the one that escalated this whole shit in the first place.
Well, Jacqueline walks in. Caroline goes, so, just want to tell you. She goes, I'll be heard from some sources downtown that Danielle was there today at the courthouse. So, like, the Manzos have
sources at the courthouse.
Yeah.
They have eyes everywhere.
She's like, yeah, the sources are saying that Danielle was seen downtown raising hell at the courthouse. I'm like, oh my God, they are so connected.
They are so connected. They're too connected.
Jacqueline's like, and then Jacqueline's explaining it to her, and Caroline goes, just leave us alone.
Proceedings end up going well.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, Ashley comes to Caroline's. And she brings...
Oh, yeah.
She goes up to Caroline and she's like, hi.
She loves it.
And Jacqueline goes, I'm mad at you. Ashley goes, what do I do now?
And they're like, you're literally going to go to jail. Like, we're going to have to pay, like, thousands of dollars to hire you an attorney because the state is about to press charges against you for assaulting someone.
She's like, whatever. I thought she was about to punch my mom.
She's like,
I literally can do whatever I want. And Caroline's like, oh, her heart is in a pure place. Just stay away from our family.
How could Danielle just break up a family?
Break up a family. Like, I'm like, why don't you have consequences for your kids?
Yeah, why don't you explain that physical assault is not okay?
If you don't go to class and you fuck up in school, you're going to get kicked out.
Yeah.
And if you grab someone's weave.
Or grab someone and rip their hair out of their skull, you're going to get probably in trouble for it. Especially if that woman is Danielle Staub.
The worst person to, like...
The worst person to even, like, trip. Like, I'm sure people are freaked out that if Danielle comes into their dining establishment, yeah. they're running the risk of a lawsuit.
There's a wet spot over here.
Glass in my food? Glass.
Poison. Jilly, you say her mashed potatoes are poison.
Someone is trying to kill me. It's happening again. Someone is trying.
Someone's trying to send me straight to hell in this diner.
They want me dead.
They want me dead.
Everyone in this diner wants me going straight to hell.
Jilly and Christine are just like have their hands over
there. Again, Mom, not this again.
Someone's trying to kill myself, and not only me, but my daughters. And I'll find out who it will.
She will be revealed tonight.
You'll be seeing my papers being served to you very soon.
All it takes is one smack for someone to not be able to walk again. And I know you want me dead.
Someone here has poisoned my French onion soup. And I'll find out about it before the night is up. He will be revealed tonight.
And I think we'll let a judge.
I think we'll let a judge in the court of law.
Handle this situation.
Beware. You've been warned.
She traipses out.
So we come back to the courthouse. It's now nighttime. They've been in there for hours.
They've been in there for hours. Danielle
look so happy.
Is thrilled. She's like muffling a grin, like putting her lips together. And the lawyers are like, okay, well, proceedings went well, but really this is not a happy day. And then it cuts to Danielle's face and she can barely hide like a Cheshire Cat smile.
Well, then we cut to photos of them from court.
Yeah, and Danielle's had a full, like, court photo shoot.
Yeah.
She's like, gone Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah, it's, like, full OJ, like,
she's like,
in middle of talking very seriously, like, describing it. She goes...
She looks incredible.
Yeah, she goes, the judge was really disturbed, I have to say. When he was reading the contents of the case, he was very disturbed that a woman of 19 would be capable of such violence.
Like, literally just grabbing you?
Yeah.
Kim G goes, sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, the lawyer is like, we're not happy about this.
Yeah, this is not like a happy day.
And you see Danielle go, no, absolutely. It's very sad.
Sad. Very sad.
Kim G. Well.
No. Then Kim G runs.
The next morning. There's a video of Kim G in... jogging gear.
She jogs over to Jacqueline. Does she live in the same neighborhood?
Yeah, they live in the same street. She
Kim G puts on a little furry
hat,
gloves, a vest. Gloves, puts her little Nikes on.
She runs so weirdly over. She's
trots over to Caroline,
clutching a newspaper.
Yeah.
And she runs over to Jacqueline's.
Oh, to Jacqueline's, yeah.
And they open Jacqueline opens the door and she's holding the baby and she's pissed.
She's like, I don't like that you're here and I don't want to see you, but since it is cold, I'll let you come in.
She was seeing how it's cold, like, and then Kim G goes, thanks.
And then Kim G just opens up the newspaper to reveal the Sex and the City crew on the front page.
They're all linked arms.
Strolling, linked arms.
Their hair is all like flying in the wind.
They're literally dressed for success.
Who took those photos?
I don't know.
It was like newjersey.com or
how
something.
How is it also the front page news?
I don't know. It's like,
this is the best day.
It says, trouble follows Real Housewife Danielle Staub.
Best day of Kim G's life, making the front page of the Jersey News.
It's iconic.
It is iconic.
They all looked, Danielle looked incredible. It was such a, like...
It was a triumph for everyone involved.
Yeah.
It's like probably the most secure Danielle's ever felt because she really believed that justice was being served.
Yeah.
She goes, finally the court system works for me rather than against me. Is what she tells, like, Jilly and Christine. Yeah. She's, like, explaining to them how to, like, sue someone.
But Jacqueline's like, thank you for betraying me. We were friends for a while. We were neighbors. And, like, you're out there. She goes, you're out there looking like a busted up Sex in the City. And that you can see Kim's face go,
Yeah, she's then sad. Then she reconsiders all her loyalties.
Yeah.
And then Jacqueline's like, so when Ashley shows up to court to, like, fight these, are you going to come and support me and show your support for me and Ashley? And Kim G goes, you want me to? I'll do it.
I'll do it. She goes, look, Danielle doesn't have anyone. So I feel like when she's going through something and she asks me for help, I have to show up for her.
Nothing makes sense that Kim G says.
No, she's just flip-flop. She's, like, such a demagogue.
She truly, like,
she's a populist.
Care. Yeah. She just is, like, whatever's right at the time is, like, where I'll be. And then Jacqueline's like... that's weird. Like, how do you even, like, justify your stance? And then Kim G just kind of talks in gibberish for a while. And then she goes, that's what makes you you. And what makes me is me. And it's like, you said nothing.
She's like Kellyanne.
She is Kellyanne energy in this. Mm-hmm. When she's caught in like an awkward situation,
she knows how to just get...
She just sides with you and then says stuff that sounds like it should be right, but is still like intrinsically very wrong. Very wrong. Yeah.
That's it.
Kimchi has dementia is what I wrote.
That jog was amazing.
That jog, I rewound it and watched it like three more times.
That's how I look when I jog.
She runs like down one street and then kind of crosses and runs to another.
She's running through behind the trees.
It's little dainty steps.
Yeah.
And she gets to the front door and wipes her feet off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a whole video.
She's like a tap dance. She like is like a lady that takes like a tap dance class.
She's prancercizing.
Yeah. She's really iconic. They're all iconic, but this was Kim Ji's episode to be a gleeful little goat.
I took pictures. I'm just showing. You know what? This is like power.
Danielle wields all the power in a situation.
I was proud of her for that.
I was proud. It's like truly like it's good stripper energy. It's hustlers.
Ooh.
Ooh. It's so inappropriate, but like
amazing.
Amazing.
God, it was
like
a good
someone app. Just like grabs your throat or is showing you.
That's what you do. That if I'm ever like assaulted or something and some guy like pins me up against a brick wall by my throat, I'm literally just going to go like this.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. It's like that. Do you see that video of that girl? The most iconic video of last year. This girl was getting handcuffed and she was going, oh, yeah. She was going, fuck yeah, daddy, to the cop. This like drunk white girl. And she was like, fuck yeah, daddy. Ooh, yeah.
And I love that tactic.
The cop was like so fucked up from it.
You gotta like. Reverse psychology people.
Yeah.
Especially if you're getting arrested. That's a great move to do.
Just Courtney Stodden eyes.
Ooh.
How about a punch? What about the chin?
Punch. Chin? Throat? Elbow? How about a punch?
Or how about a punch? Or how about a punch? One hit to the head and you'll never walk again.
All it takes is one smack.
All it takes is one smack to the head.
Make sure someone never walks again.
Never walks again.
Punch, kick, elbow.
How about a punch?
How about a punch? What are you talking about?
That's how Danielle fights. Chin.
Chin.
Throat. Meanwhile, the person's elbow. Like,
oh. They're just standing there as she like softly leans her body towards them and she just goes,
Ooh.
Ooh.
Here's what I call a real funny bone. And she just elbows them in the chin. How about that?
How about a punch?
How about a punch?
What would you like first? A kick? Chin? Throat?
Or a punch?
How about a punch?
And they just go...
What? Or,
none. And they walk away. That's right.
And then she goes, And that's how she gets everyone to get away from her.
She goes, come back.
Ooh.
Don't come back. Don't come a knocking.
Because you'll get a punch or a smack.
You'll get a punch or a chin.
Ooh.
On that note.
On that note. We got to go.
We still have a lot left.
We have a lot left to do. I think... We
tickets
might
are still
be in this season when we get to the live show. Will we be done with the season when we get to the live show?
No, I don't think. There's
this
still
is
like,
a season that goes on forever.
We still have the Italy trip. We still have a lot.
It's infinite. And the reunions.
And a reunion.
So I was getting some questions about the live show. Someone asked me on Instagram, are we strictly going to stick to recapping Vanderpump Rules or are we going to veer off and do other stuff?
What
and
to say that
I say, elbow.
She will be revealed tonight.
Throat. How about a punch?
How about a punch?
You really need to come to the show to find
come
out.
Find out what we have in our...
But we have a lot of tricks up our sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't... No one can put us in a box.
No one... You're either going to love us or hate us.
There is no in between
There is
with
no
us.
In between with us.
Go to LarsMarie.com for links to LA, Chicago, New York.
LA show is March 11th. It's at the Roxy. It's going to be great. We're going to really just bring the power of Vanderpump to an iconic theater in Sunset Honestly, Boulevard.
Honestly, taking the stage that Sheena once took before us is going to be one of the biggest full circle moments of my life.
My life, too.
And your life, too. So come out and see it.
Come party with us. It's going to be great. Chicago
is March 18th at Sleeping Village. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a real doozy.
We're going to be back in Chicago.
Back in Chicago, where prohibition reigns supreme. Oh. Get the hooch.
Get out of there. That's what I'm going to say.
We're going to do the entire show in mid-Atlantic accent.
I'm going to hop off the plane and go, what's this town all about? And then we have New York.
Charleston.
And then we have...
it's a great Gatsby themed show.
It will be. Then New York, April 22nd
at the Gramercy Theater.
Come on, guys.
That show's selling out.
That show's selling out fast.
Tickets are going quick.
They're going quick in New York. But we need LA. We need a good representation. We need listeners. Share the links with people they love. Just bring, you know, date night, girls night, boys night.
Family night. Bring your baby.
Bring your child.
Bring your child.
Bring your infant. Like, you know, whatever you need to do to feel the sup spirit, we're going to give it to you.
Yeah.
We have some cool things planned. Just trust us. It's going to be worth the money.
It's going to be great. Traveling from out of town. We would love to see you. Go to LarsMarie.com. You can get links to all of those shows. Follow Carrie at eCarrieO on Twitter and Instagram. He's hysterical. Follow me at Lars Marie. And if you want a bonus episode, you can go to patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast and hear us talk about all sorts of stuff.
Shit.
Yeah.
Anyways. Love and light till next week.
Love and light. She will be revealed.
She will be revealed.
Next week. Bye.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.